Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Something to bring us back again so we can activate our spiritual power. And what is that? It's forgiveness. Forgiveness is opening the door and saying, I am allowing more love in. I don't care what I've done in the past, what I've done in the present. I open myself up. I fell. Now I'm getting up. State of man. We all fall down. And even if you're down, it's okay. You'll get back up again. That's a prayerful song reminding us to go back to forgiveness. When you forgive, you receive love beyond description. You can find out more about State of Man music, State of Man their music, by going to iTunes or stateofmanmusic.com. Good night, good morning, good afternoon, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio. Change begins. Jeez, and where change is inspired, and sometimes you need to clear the throat to express the truth. Let me clear my throat. You are listening to Living in the Yes with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We are continuing the conversation on continuing conversation on activating our spiritual powers. What's going on? All right, let's bring on Celeste. Yeah, part two of the conversation. That's right, activating our spiritual power. Have you activated your power today? Hello, Celeste. Okay.
You're good.
All right.
Okay.
We can't really.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, wait. Hold on. Go back to the other microphone. There you go. Take your time.
Hello, Life Coach today. How are you?
Wonderful. There you are. Welcome to the House of Love. Are you ready?
It's Tuesday night.
Yes, it is. The Reverend is going to take us to a whole new level, right?
You know, I'm all about whole new levels these days, you know.
I thought you were going to say all about that bass, but we can't talk about that because this is Reverend D's show. Okay, keep going.
No trouble, but moving on. Yeah, all about that too. But no, I'm all about, you know, enjoying this springtime consciousness while experiencing winter weather. So I've had a lot of opportunities to get on my knees and say thank you and jump up and dance. And it's been quite a journey. So I'm really looking forward to what activating our power is going to feel like. And I want to say taste like with Rev D having a birthday yesterday. Like, I know that she has this energy around how we are living examples of those who came before us, that unbroken chain, she calls it. And I'm just wondering if she feels the unbroken chain as she celebrates her solar return.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, listeners, I'm going to let you into a secret. Let's just let it out, really. It's not really a secret. Yesterday, we call her Rev D. She's Reverend Deborah L. Johnson. But those of us that know her well, we say Rev D. So you know her well. You can call her Rev D. She's not here right now. She'll be here in about 30 minutes. But we got some things. We got some of her messages that we're going to be playing when she comes back. Now, I know a lot of you are shy. You don't want to call in. But you got to give her a gift. If you just come on to say, Rev D, we want to wish you a happy birthday, that's fine. It's perfect, actually, that she's not there. So we get to do this. Now, y'all don't let me down. Uh-huh. Don't let me down. Because if you let me down, I'm going to fall down. But I have to find a way of bringing myself back up again. I'll have to use forgiveness. Because I'll fall down by saying, I can't believe nobody called to wish a happy birthday. I fell down. So I have to forgive myself. But what I'm going to do, this is a talk that Rev D did. She's going to be joining us around 9:30, which is about 30 minutes. So 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific, depends on your time zone. So about 30 minutes from now, she's going to be joining us. In the meantime, we still have a message. And this talk is titled, Your Dreams, Waiting for You to Come True. Your dreams are waiting for you to come true. And so the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. When you call in, make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Feel free to share your questions, your comments, your thoughts as well on the like page, Life Conversations Radio, like page on Facebook or the event page. But just, it's good to call, to just say, Rev D, we just want to wish you a happy birthday. It's always good to give to a teacher, to a leader, because teachers like her, they give. And, you know, I know it just feels good to receive for people who you've contributed to. So we are going to do that. And so we're going to go to Rev D's talk. Your dreams are waiting for you to come true. The volume is a bit for this. So you may need to turn it up. But please remember, when we come back, to turn your volume down. And BTR, Blog Talk Radio, they're working on sound. So sometimes some of the sound will be loud, sometimes it's low. So trustfully, in the next few months, that will be taken care of. This is Rev D. Your dreams are waiting for you to come true.
Our theme this month is power and choice. And my topic today is your dreams are waiting for you to come true. I remember hearing my mentor, Reverend Michael Dr. Beckwith, say that years ago. And it hit me at some deep, visceral level because I knew it was true. We have a tendency sometimes to look out on the horizon and to see all that we think has not happened. And that gives us a convenient excuse not to show up fully. It's like, well, why give my all in this relationship? I'm not getting everything that I should be getting back. Why should I give my all in this job? This isn't my highest calling. Why should I really take care of this place that I'm living in? I'm just passing through. I don't intend to live here that long. I think you get the point. Why, you know, we get this sort of, well, why should I show up fully? Because everything's not necessarily the way that I want it to be. But you know what? It's just the other way around. When you show up fully, then everything around you has more meaning. I remember it used to just amaze me that whenever I actually like washed and polished my car, I swear it seemed to run better. Notice, put a little bit of attention in the place where you are, and suddenly it feels like the little place just got bigger, or suddenly it didn't seem so drabby anymore. What was missing? Not that something was missing in the external, something was missing in the internal. Bring your A game to everything. Just because. I developed that as a spiritual practice so that I don't show up any differently in the prison than I do in the White House. Respect everybody just as much. See the value just as much in everyone, but most especially not change who I am. Now, I know I'm only talking about me here, but there is this way in which I used to second guess how I needed to show up to fit in with other people's perceptions and perspectives. So there was kind of like a core me. But it would do a little bit of this, do a little bit of that, trying to fit in. And more of my time could be spent trying to fit in than just being me. Self-conscious the whole time. Wondering what everybody's thinking about me. I know it's only been me. I know none of you could possibly have ever had that particular experience. But at some point, you have to let you be. To thine own self, be true. Contrary to popular belief, you don't have a lot of different lives. You don't have a personal life and a political life and a social life and a spiritual life and all of the and a family life. You don't have a bunch of lives. You've got one. One, and you take you with you wherever you go. You You have one. We don't get different sets of energy. We don't get one set of energy to follow our dreams and another set of energy to worry. We don't get one set of energy over here to be faithful and true and another set of energy over here to act out. One energy. And it is just a question of how you were using it when. It's not another one. I want you to catch that. So somehow or another, we think we can be at cross purposes. That I can use my energy over here and somehow muster up something else to do just the opposite over here. Doesn't work that way. There's only you. And you take you with you wherever you go. You are your biggest currency. You are your greatest asset. Most of us are looking for external things, for resources out there to give us value and worth. You are your value and worth. You are your value and worth. And I'm not just talking about the popular economic concept of human capital. Okay? The popular concept of human capital would say that your value and your worth are based upon all of these things that you bring with you. Your education, your work experience, all that. I am talking about your divinity. Your divinity is your greatest asset, because in your divinity you are tapped into the wellspring of the allness. We are not fragmented. We are not separated. We're not apart from God. And God is not mad at us. You don't need something to save you from God. God doesn't want to hurt you. God doesn't want to punish you. God wants you to be you. God wants more places and spaces in the universe through which it can shine. God is not more glorified by our being shut down. God's not stripping us and taking things away from us just to try to make us suffer. We suffer. We suffer. But the only God that there ever is has made us out of its creations. It has created us out of its image and its likeness. And it is waiting for us to say yes. Nadine just knocked our socks off. Where was that music before she opened her mouth? Where was it? Where was it? It was just waiting there. It was just waiting there for somebody to say yes. Have you ever experienced that sweet moment of reconciliation with somebody? Where was all that love right before that moment? Where was it? It's right there. It was just looking for a yes. It was just looking for a yes. Everything is just looking for a yes. I'm not quite sure where in our current modern day theologies we have gotten this idea, like in order for God to use us, that we have to be somehow flawless or perfect. I don't know where we got that. Particularly from Judeo-Christian traditions, because there was nobody in the Bible like that. Nobody. And all the drama that we have, you know, the worst thing, somebody's a murderer. They're a murderer. All of them were murderers. That's why Moses got out of Dodge. That's why Moses left Egypt. Because he killed one of the Pharaoh's officers when he saw him whooping up on some Jews. He killed him. And left. Not only only did David kill Goliath, but David was lusting after one of his general's wives, Bathsheba. Sent her husband Uriah out to the front line, his general, and left him there. Cole left the dude there. Now, you might say he was just, you know, protecting his consort, because by then she was already pregnant and not by her husband. I mean, I can go on up and down the line. There's nothing that says you've got to be perfect to be used by God. God just uses whoever shows up. It says in Scripture, I will make the rock cry out if I can't find somebody. I will make the jackass speak if nobody is going to show up. You don't have to be perfect. And I know sometimes I get tripped up in that, because I'll hear these lofty spiritual things, and then I'll look at the people who are espousing it, and they don't seem to be living up to it. So rather than me hooking into the promise of what's said, I'm too busy looking into what I perceive as the flawed character of the messenger. So I allow the flawed character of the messenger to prevent me from hearing the message. Last week, we were at Reverend Eloise's 20-year anniversary celebration of being the senior minister at East Bay. And when she was truly testifying, she was explaining there was something that her mother used to tell her. She was saying how so often people would ask her things about the United States and our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution and all these lofty things about liberty and justice for all and everybody being created equal. And how could they really mean that when Thomas Jefferson, who wrote that, had 200 slaves himself? And I love what she said, her mother said. The truth will be told, even if it takes a liar to tell it. The truth will be told, even if it takes a liar to tell it. So don't miss the truth just because a liar's telling it. Your dreams are waiting for you. You can't wait for permission. Nobody can give you permission to be you. You can't wait for validation. The only one who needs to validate you is you. The only one who can validate you is you. I remember learning this years ago when I was first coming out in junior high school, and I was talking to this to like my best friend, and she didn't really have any problems about the whole thing at all. But she was so concerned, I found out years later, she was so concerned because I seemed so concerned. Do you feel that? She was so concerned because I seemed so concerned. And then I realized that if I just am me, people will respond to you the way you respond to yourself. People respond to you the way you respond to yourself. Your dreams are waiting for you to come true. It means you're going to have to give up some excuses. It means you're going to have to do some reconciliation with your past. Too many of us are running from people, places, and things. Experiences we don't want to repeat, family history or drama that we don't want to own or don't want to claim as ours, certain bits and pieces of our heritage, our religious upbringing, whatever that is. But I am telling you what I know. being true means being whole. The root of whole is integrated. You have to bring it all together. All of those places of guilt and shame or whatever that is, lay it on the altar. Allow it to be redeemed. Everything about you has a place in your own unique ministry. Part of this coming true is this place of alignment. You know, I mentioned from time to time that our time-space continuum gets in our way. And we tend to think of the present of now as just this present moment. Now is not just the present moment. We think that there is such a thing as past, present, and future. It really doesn't exist that way. If you hold a seed, for example, within that seed is its what we would consider its present state right now. But also encoded in that seed is the entire legacy of its past. Whatever that particular thing is bringing all of that into that quote-unquote present moment. It's not like it's present here now and it's cut itself off from all like kind in the past. It doesn't exist independently. It is there as a pure representation of a continuation of life. And also in that same seed is all that it will be. You can't put it in there. When you plant the seed, you're not making it something. You're just creating the atmosphere and the environment that allows that which is already in there to be that which it is destined to be. This is you. What we call now is not a time on a horizontal timeline. Our Western minds have us locked into a linear thinking that isn't true. Nothing is linear. Nothing is linear. Everything is circles and spirals and a constant motion, whether you're talking about the little bitty teeniest cell in your body or the big planetary systems. Everything is circular. It's moving around and it's circling around and replenishing itself. Nothing is stagnant. There is no straight line from here to there. Even what we think of as a timeline is a repetition. January, February, March, April, May. Boom. January, week one, week two, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Monday, Tuesday, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. It's like repetitions within repetitions within repetitions to create what we call linear. There's nothing linear about your life. You don't go from here to there. You kind of whoop around. Whoop. It's like roots of a tree. Don't just go straight down. They loop and they reconnect and they loop, and that's what gives the tree the strength. Yes? Looks like it's going that way and it loops back around that way. Ever look at a tree? It branches out here, and that's what gives it the symmetry. So there are aspects of your life. I remember that when it's happening with my life. So I was heavy into an analytical thing. And God said, you got to go over here and have some heart. And after a while, it all balances out. Okay? But I had to come true. See, you have to come true. I am telling you what I know. This week alone has just been victory after victory. Last week, we celebrated the literal anniversary of this center opening. That's a testament to coming true. That's a testament to a yes, we can attitude of spiritual people coming together and saying, you know what? I'm tired of all this divisive stuff. You know what? I'm tired of 11 a.m. still being the most segregated hour in America. I am tired of this group saying that they're right and this group thinking they're wrong, because there is goodness and there is God and the presence of God everywhere. And we want to stand someplace that acknowledges the unifying factor of God and not present God as some divisive, judgmental, egotistical maniac waiting to punish everybody for something somebody else did millions of years ago. No! That's not our God. That is not our God. Valerie Joy and I were just back at my parents' house a couple of days ago. I'm telling my business again. I am 54 years old. The last time I had a beloved in that house with me overnight, I was 14. And got busted that day, and it wasn't pretty since then. It ain't been pretty for 40 years like that. And for the first time, Valerie Joy and I stayed in my old bedroom. And you know what? It was so drama-free. The mutual caregiving, when mom's had a stroke, all of us witnessing there together, having fellowship, Valerie Joy's playing the piano, you know, and watching my mom light up and actually started singing. Valerie Joy was doing some ballads, but see, my mom's Pentecostal. I said, pump it up. And the moment she started saying, I am blessed, to see my mom's mouth just kind of, you know, singing along. That was a dream years ago. But I had to be that dream. Do you feel that? Everybody else wasn't going to change around. Everybody ain't going to change around. You have to be it. And there is nothing, I am telling you, there is nothing, nothing, not one thing that is holding anything against you permanently. We are not punished for our mistakes. We are punished by our mistakes. The mistakes themselves have consequences. Con with sequence. There is a sequence that goes with the action. That's what a consequence is. We get to determine how long we suffer. We get to determine how long we stay off of the mark. Linguistically speaking, the word sin means no more than missing the mark in your relationship to God. That is literally what the word sin means. Just missing the mark in our relationship to God. And whenever Jesus would heal somebody, not whenever, but quite often, he would go and tell them, go and sin no more. He wasn't just talking about actions and behaviors. He's saying you've gotten off in your relationship to God. You've gotten off in your relationship to God. Don't do that. Come back. Know who you are. If you want to maintain and retain this healing, you must come to a sense of a right relationship with God. And that is not just God's thumb or fingerprint. The right relationship with God is being a child, a vehicle, so that you can fulfill what Jesus said, that even greater things will you do. Jesus must be the divine example, not the exception. If you believe in anything about his life, it needs to be the call up, not for the excuse for us to stay where we are. I can stay here, do all what I'm doing or what I'm not doing. Jesus is up here. And then if I just believe he's good, that's going to carry me over. You come true. Whatever that is, you come true. If an idea has been put on your heart, don't worry. Don't worry if it scares you to death. If you have a dream that you can fulfill, you're dreaming too small. Dream a bigger dream. Your dream should scare you to death. Your dream should make you quiver trying to figure out how you could ever fill those shoes. But you know what? You don't have to be the one to fulfill it. The very fact that it has been presented to you is the evidence itself that it's possible. The fact that it has been placed upon your heart is the evidence itself that it is possible, and that it comes with a covenant that whatever you need to be able to be the person, not do, to be the person that you need to be able to be a channel for something that great and grand and glorious, it's already there. It's already there. When Kwame sang during her prayer, I haven't been one of those singing preachers. But there's this little song, and if you know it, I'm going to close on this. It's a simple little song, and I'm not even sure who wrote it. I think it might be a Karen Drucker song, but don't quote me on that. How can anyone ever tell you? Who wrote that? Did anybody know? It is a Drucker song. It isn't? No? Okay, don't quote me. It doesn't matter right now. Whoever wrote it, hey, you got my props. How could anyone ever tell you they are anything less than beautiful? How could anyone ever tell you that you're less than whole? How could anyone fail to notice that your loving is a miracle, and how deeply you're connected to my soul. How deeply you're connected to my soul.
We are so deeply connected to the soul of the divine, of the Father, Mother, God. That was Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson. Your dreams are waiting for you to come true. And Rev D is going to be joining us in a few minutes to take it up a notch. And I want to take this moment to thank all of you who have volunteered to wish Rev D happy birthday. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living in the Yes. This is part two of Activating Our Spiritual Power with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson every Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, and on lifeconversationsradio.com. She normally is here live with us from 9, but she's a love. And you never know when you're going to be called, but she'll be here real soon. We're going to be taking a break in a minute, and we're lining people up to wish her happy birthday. Her birthday was yesterday, and I feel good that people are lining up to wish her happy birthday. This woman is amazing. Personally, I feel like she needs to be known on such a global level, because she has such powerful message for us. You can't hear a message and not shift unless you're, well, unless whatever. I'll let you figure that out. But we're going to, number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. You can press, press one on your keypad, actually do that. But I was going to say, you can post your comments on the event page. Those of you who were invited can invite everybody, because Facebook is doing what Facebook does. But anyway, or you can post it on the like page, Life Conversations Radio page, Life Conversations page. But I do encourage you to press one and just show some love to this wonderful woman that we call Rev D. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, Rev D should be in the house. And we will be right back. You're listening to Living in the Yes with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson on Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Light Conversations Radio.
Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today for Ancestral Blueprints at 12 p.m. Eastern on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today, and how to bring awareness to the truths that want to be acknowledged. Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today, 12 p.m. Eastern, every last Wednesday of the month on Life Conversations Radio.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mombasa Sophia, on the playground of life, the play experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul. Into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
I'm tired of running from my life.
Hello, family. I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show. And I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
This is Life Coach Ade, host of the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. Well, you know, no matter how much you grow in consciousness, no matter how much you know, you are going to interact with other people. So what's the point of being spiritual and being enlightened without learning to get along with others? Well, that's what the show is about. On the show, I share tools and techniques and just inspire you to celebrate your relationships,
to celebrate who you are, because together we make a difference. You know, we need each other. And when we unite together, we can make magic happen. We can shift our perception and create miracles in our lives. Join me every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, welcome back. We are encouraging you, assisting you to be the change you want to see. And the change really is about yielding to the voice, yielding to the dreams that are within you, as Reverend D shared with us in that talk. Your dreams are waiting for you to come true. That's a whole different way of looking at it. I'm going to, let's see, just a little bit here. We're checking Rev D's ETA. She'll be here real soon. I see you all lined up. Joy Grace is in the house. Gladys is in the house. Thank you all for being here. Baby Sis is in the house. Silent listeners disguised as guests. And we also encourage you to, you know, if you have questions from Rev D, feel free to post it on the like page on Facebook. So if you go to Facebook, if you have a Facebook account, Life Conversations Radio, and just do it as a message. There's a message thing that, let me see if I can tell you, because you know Facebook is always updating, and they are one of the best teachers of change. They help us stay present. And okay, cool, no worries. So yeah, if you go to Conversations Radio, there's a message icon. You click on that, send your questions in. If you're regular listeners, you know we're always asking for questions, because it brings so much more to the show. It adds so much juice. We learn from one another. We learn from, you know, Rev D always talk about, you know, by answering the questions, she grows some more. Let me see what Celeste is doing. And so Celeste, as I bring you on, the question is, your dreams are waiting for you to come true. What does that say about you? Oh, God. Yeah, I know, right? Your dreams, Rev D said, your dreams are waiting for you to come true.
I believe that.
Well, give me more, light one,
tell
girl.
Me more.
Yeah, tell me more.
Well, the thing is that that piece that she shared about Moses and about not being perfect, and, you know, we have this, you know, I woke up like this mentality, but if you really saw what I woke up like, it might not be so good. But the point is that I can receive all my beauty and all my imperfections, and the more that I become aware of things that are unlocking for me in her personal history, I understand that my dreams have been waiting for me all along to just wake up to myself.
Yes. I mean, clearly, you know, what you were saying earlier, when she said we don't have to be perfect or flawless for God to use us. I mean, and when we really think about it, it's like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Because if you were raised in a family where there's, you know, your parents were multimillionaires or billionaires, you lived in a nice house, you went to a private school, you went to a nice college, you got a right job. And then when you start telling people, oh, you're here to be of service and, you know, life is, people look at like, what do you know about the struggle that we have? And we often forget that it's the things that we think are struggles, challenges, the pain that we're going through. We forget that that's exactly it is for transformation. That really, I found that the things that I struggle with the most,
therein lies my purpose on this planet. Therein lies how I'm supposed to say whatever I've struggled with, be it finances, be it communication, be it when I was told when I was younger, you talk too much. And I still talked, but I was always like, oh, let me be quiet. And now you can't shut me up.
What do you say? You used to say, speaking of your dreams waiting for you to come to you. You always had this
for you to come true. Your dreams is waiting for you
waiting
to
for
come
you
true.
To come true. Right. Your dreams are waiting for you to come true. But you would always say that whatever somebody would pick on you about or whatever somebody criticized you about, therein lies your strength.
Indeed. Well, yes. You know, there's a whole thing about where I talk about your every criticism is a confession. But yes, the things that people criticize you about, the things that you've heard as a child, are people always picking on you for doing that, or you always want to just paint, you don't like reading, or maybe even judge yourself. If we take time to just look at our lives, we'll see the blueprint. That's sometimes the things that make other people uncomfortable is really your gift. It's really your gift.
Uh-huh. And
your dreams are waiting for you to come true, and Rev D is in the house, and I'm ready to bring her on. Rev D, can we have some more? How are you?
Oh, thank you. I apologize for joining you late. I had another meeting that I had to take, but I was listening in. Sounds like you're in a deep conversation here.
Yes, we are. Oh, gosh, you've been listening. You just busted. Okay, hold on 1 second. We need to do something real here.
Oh,
Joy Grace. Rev D's here.
Hi, Rev.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing really well, and I heard that you had a birthday yesterday, so I just wanted to say happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. I did have a birthday yesterday, February the 9th. Smack in the middle of Aquarius.
Yes, indeed. Now we understand. That song was all about you all along. Anything else you want to add, Joy Grace?
Well, that's it. Have a blessed and joy-filled evening, and I say yes.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
Omaha, Nebraska, my family and my aunt's house.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
And Rev D, I know you're ready, but we got something else for you. Baby sis, Lori, say hello to Rev D. Okay,
hello, Lori's Rev D. Birthday.
Hello.
Rev D, we love you so much. We thank God for you. You are a beautiful spirit. I pray to God that you enjoy every moment of every day of your life, because every day of our life is a new birthday to me. And I just thank God for you. You touched us tonight. As I listen to you and I grow, every time I hear your voice, Rev D, you are such a blessing. And I just thank God for you. I had to call and just say happy birthday to you. I thank God for you, Rev D, and please keep on doing what you're doing. You are so beautiful.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's words of encouragement that keep all of us going.
Yes,
it really is.
I agree.
So I thank you for that, and I get motivated and inspired to keep going when I know that there are so many people, you know, out there in the world who are really hungering and who really want to grow deeper and go higher. That spurs me on to stay in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to share with you that tonight, as I picked my son up from basketball practice, we were listening to you, and as you were talking, it just touched my son in a way where he was like, Mommy, who is that? She is so beautiful. And everything that you were saying as far as our dreams, we have so many gifts inside of us. And I try to allow my children to be who they are, because we're all different and we can't make anybody do anything. But when you see the impact that people have on your life, it's so amazing. And Rev D, I've always protected my children from different spirits, and some things we don't have control over, but I thank God that you're there and people like you are there to surround you. And you guys are such a blessing to people who don't have those ancestors or elders around to say, it's okay, baby, if you make a mistake. It's okay to live your life to the fullest. It's okay to, you know, have a dream, because we need you. We really do. And I mean, every day that my sister, she encouraged me to listen to you and listen to A Day and listen to, you know, encouraging words, it uplifts me. And I just thank God for you. So anyway, thank you for being a blessing to me and my family.
Well, thank you. And give a shout out to your son.
Yes, ma'am, I will.
Okay.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you.
Lori calling from North Carolina. Now we're going to go to New Jersey. Gladys. Celeste, you may have to unmute for me because my computer is like, oh, all this love is too much. Celeste, can you unmute on Gladys for me, please?
Yeah. I'm trying. Okay, when is Mercury going direct? Okay, come on. I don't want to blame Mercury. Come on, baby.
Is it unmuting or not?
All right. It's not on my end, Abay.
Okay. Welcome. So, Gladys, you have come back and tell us. Welcome back to you. Yeah. Maybe something going on with Blog Talk Radio. We're having some issue going on. But, Rev D, we have people standing by just to share the expressions of love. And, you know, just before you came on, we played your one of your talks. Your dreams are waiting for you to come true. And just listening to you, I've listened to that like 3 times today before I uploaded it and listened to it during the show. You just touched me in such a beautiful way. And I am so, so grateful to know you. I'm so grateful to have you in my life, because you've made a difference in my life. And I just, you know, I have big, big visions for your life. It's like, I want to do everything I know to do that I can do to support you in everything you desire to do on this planet.
Well, you have, in ways that you don't even know. And doing this show has really spurred me on to doing some things that I've needed to do, you know, for a really long time. So, yes, thank you.
You're very welcome. And Celeste wants to say something too. Celeste, thank God you're unmuted. I don't know what's going on with the studio. Celeste, are you there? You're unmuted. Well, I guess we can't hear you. Wait. Well, I think she's rebooting.
Can you hear me now?
Computer. Yeah, we can
now.
Can
you hear me now? There we go.
Yes.
I'm in the house. Rev D, I really want to wish you a happy birthday. That other beautiful woman on the line is my baby sister, Lori, and my nephew. And so I was the one who actually, he was talking to her, but when my nephew, Vaughn, came upstairs, he said, that's one powerful woman. And I love that he gets to hear and experience the power and the expression of God using a woman as a channel. Not that it's even about that, but in the patriarchal society, it's very powerful for young boys to hear a woman of power speak about God. It makes them look at all of us differently when they can hear that message. So thank you for being that example for him. His strength, he has other very strong male role models, but I like the balance, and that's what you bring us. So happy Begotten Day.
Thank you.
And may your chain continue to be unbroken.
Thank you. You know, young males have been the ones who have sort of gotten at me the most. It's just amazing. I'll share a couple of things of feedback. I remember years ago, right before we were starting Inner Light, there was a Unity church that I used to speak at all the time, and this woman came up to me one day, and she said that she had a little boy named Tyler who was 5 years old. And whenever I spoke, Tyler didn't want to go to children's church. Tyler wanted to be in the main sanctuary with her. Tyler wanted to listen to me. And that was back in the day when we still had audio cassette tapes. So she would listen to my tapes in the car. And one day she said, Tyler says to her, Mommy, why is that lady always yelling at us? And she didn't say anything. And then he said, I think it's because she's been trying to tell the people something for a very long time, and they haven't been listening.
Wow, what an old soul.
And then she says, he thought for a moment, and he said, I think it's like when I pretend like I don't hear you, it just makes you talk louder. they are so precious. A couple of months ago, this little boy, he's 7, I think. He tells his mother, he says, Rev D is in God.
Oh, wow.
So she's like, do you mean, you know, God is in Rev D? No, no, no. Rev D is in God. And she kind of said, okay. So she came back the next day. She says, what do you mean by that? He says, you're in God. He says, it's when you die and you come back and you're helping God do what God wants to do, and then you're in God. So she says, do you mean it's like your grandmother who just passed? No, you die and you come back. She says, and you're helping God with what God wants, and then you're in God.
Wow.
And it's like, well, okay. He was so clear. She kept saying, no, this is what happens. Like, don't you get it?
And he's telling the truth. He just outed you. He outed you. You thought you came out a long time ago. No, you didn't.
It.
He did it. That's awesome.
Children are so close to the veil.
Yes.
They're really, really, really close to the veil. They're talking all kind of spirits and things. Mm. My grandmother's from Baton Rouge, and she used to come out with my grandfather and spend the summers with me, and she'd stay in my room with me in my twin beds. Mm. And she used to always say, Deborah's been here before, just like the people and blah, blah, blah. So she looks at me one day, she closes the doors, and she looks me dead in the eye, and she says, you can tell me, you've been here before. And I looked at her like she was crazy. This is my room! It's like, of course I've been here before, but now I understand the question. And I say that not to just be speaking about myself, but I say that to say that all have such profound wisdom in us. And regardless of where you perceive its origins, whether you feel like you're carrying the spirit of your ancestors, or whether you think you've been here before, or like regardless of whatever that is, it says in Scripture that Jesus says that in terms of our position with the world, that you're in it but not of it.
Mm.
And that word "in," in Greek, it would be spelled like more en, means like in, around, next to, besides, you know, underneath, in close proximity, all around, to be engulfed in, surrounded by, you know, in it. You're it's not you, okay? But you're in it. And it says that you're in the world, but not of it. And it's kind of interesting because that word that's being used for of in Greek is ek, which not only means of, but also means from. From, it's a spatial dimension as well. And most of the time when that word is used in Scripture, it is interpreted as from. Okay, you're in this world, but you are not from this world. Can you feel that? Now, not just in it and not of it, but you're not from here. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, our origin is someplace else, in another dimension. And it's important that we don't so identify with our present incarnation, with the drama du jour of our present incarnations, with whatever that is that's going on, that we not allow that to eclipse the fact that I'm just passing through this place. It's not really where I'm from. I'm from someplace else that I will return to. And since we're from someplace else, we have all kind of knowledge. That's part of what's behind that your dreams are waiting for you to come true. You already are a something. You came here a something. Our journey is as much about remembering. We think we're here to create, start something. We're here to be more of what we already are. This is who we are already. Just had to say that.
And it is the truth. I so love you. I feel like that doesn't convey, but somebody else that loves you is Gladys. Hey, Gladys, from New Jersey. Hey, Gladys.
Hello.
Hi, Gladys.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Wonderful, wonderful. Reverend Johnson.
Yes.
I just want to say happy birthday.
Thank you.
And I want to say so much more than that. Because 5-6 years ago, I was sitting in Santa Cruz, California, crying my ass out, having found my long-lost son. And someone that attends your spiritual center was sitting in that room with me. And all she could tell me is she knew somebody that could help me, and I needed to go to church with her tomorrow. That was not possible. But when I got back home, I went directly to your website. I have read the affirmation. I have watched videos of the services. But I've never been to your place. But you know what happened? That very same person that introduced me to you told me that you were being mentored by a guy in L.A. named Beckwith. Who I had never heard of. But I have a son in L.A., and I was going to visit him for Thanksgiving. So I'm planning my trip. And I went to his website, and I want to thank you for helping introducing me to Beckwith and so many other New Thought people that have helped me tremendously. This is the icing on the cake. And you were the person that showed me where the bakery was.
I love it.
Well, wow. It is certainly, that is certainly my pleasure. Your dreams are waiting for you to come true. Mm. That I got that from Beckwith. That's one of his sayings. Mm. We actually grew up in L.A. together. I've known him virtually my whole life. Yes.
Really?
Yeah. So I studied under him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm one of the founders of Agape.
I know. You went to the Holmes Institute, did you?
Yeah, I did that too. I graduated from the Holmes Institute, and I'm on the faculty there now.
You are really an inspiration to me, and I am so happy to be able to listen to you live once a week on my telephone and to speak with you in the way that I am, and for a day to be a conduit for that.
Yeah.
I met him while on the chat line. Remember the old chat line that they had at Agape?
Yes.
That is where I met that brother. And he is just so dear to me now. You laugh. I can see you laughing. But I just want to make certain that I'm certain that you understand how important you are to me and what you've done for me.
I really appreciate that. And you know what? Stay in touch. Send me a line. Rev D at InnerLightMinistries.com. I'd love to stay in touch. And, you know, you can find out different things that are going on. Because if you've been listening to us online and all the rest of that, then you're part of our InnerLight community. I just met another woman here today who's a sister of one of my staff members who's been watching us from Mississippi.
Mm.
Yeah, Mexican-American family, and they've been watching us from Mississippi.
From Mississippi. Mm-hmm. And they're in Mississippi.
Yeah. She was just on the West Coast for a funeral.
I am interested, though, in what you had to say about your grandmother and the fact that did she know that you had been here before, or she just thought that you had been here before? Did she have any psychic abilities at all?
She died when I was 11. So I didn't, and she lived in another state. So I didn't get to spend the kind of, you know, quality time with her. She was an extremely intuitive person.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to always say she didn't know why they called it common sense, because it wasn't all that common. But she was a knowing, discerning person.
Mm.
And it's kind of funny. I find with a lot of black folks, and particularly old black folks, that if you were to ask them point blank, like, do you believe in reincarnation?
Mm-hmm.
They would say no.
Hmm.
But simultaneously, they would also tell you that there's some people who are old souls.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They use that phrase, you know, she's an old soul. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she done this. You know, she knows a few things. Or somebody else, oh, that baby, he's a new soul.
Mm-hmm.
he ain't been around that long. You know, and you know, I don't propose to have some kind of theology about the whole thing, but what I can tell you is that these calls are a very pleasant surprise. I wasn't expecting them, and it is an affirmation that I really need at this particular moment.
Mm.
So all I can tell you is that the Lord has put all y'all on the phone here to witness to me.
Mm.
Mm. You know, sometimes when you're too close to something, you can't see it. And I'm gonna be honest with you, I've been whining and crying to myself about feeling like like I haven't been as impactful as I've wanted to be. So I feel like spirit is just whooping me upside the head, right?
what did you say?
saying, you know not what you do.
You don't. You don't.
Yeah, and I don't. Yeah. That just
you being in what's the name of that town? Soquo?
Soquo, yes, in Santa Cruz area, yeah.
And I being in Santa Cruz at the same, if you were not there, things would be different for me now. I may not even be here. You have definitely anchored me in a way that I had been looking for and unable to find. And you introduced to me a whole array of information that I had always had at my fingertips, but never told myself to. So I thank you very much for that.
Well, my pleasure. And thank you so much for sharing that. You're making my heart sing.
You're welcome.
Definitely.
Thank you for being with us at this time. You have a good evening.
All right.
Thank
you too.
Thank you, Gladys. Rev D, tonight has been an amazing night.
Sounds like it.
Yes, because as you said, it was really a divine design. You know, once I figured out which program and talk I was going to air, I did that. And, you know, it's perfect that you weren't here early at your regular time and have people line up. And even bringing Gladys at the end, we had what we thought was a technical difficulty, but it's just divine. And, you know, as I listened to you, I just felt this feeling. It's like, wow, this woman does so much. I went onto your Facebook page and people wishing you happy birthday and the things that they're saying. When you get a chance, look at that. If you haven't, just scroll through it. I mean, there's a lot of greetings on there. And I know that doing the work that you do, it's who you are. You say, yes, you're available. And I always describe it as, I don't know if they call them the marching band, you know, the game. You know, they're doing all the signs. Yeah, they don't really see themselves. They're just part of the movement. But those of us sitting on the bleachers and looking down, say, oh my God, that's amazing. That's amazing. So you're one of the marching band. They're moving us along. You don't really see the dynamic image and pictures and colors and how lives, you know, how somebody's saying, no, I got to live. I got to say yes. I don't know what that means. You are transforming the planet. I mean, everything I said to you today in the text, you are transforming the planet. You help me find my voice because you bring an authenticity to your work that I call you my spiritual midwife. You're my mentor because sometimes I think, what would Rev D do? Sometimes I had an experience, you know, I really do think about that. How would she respond to
that? That's a scary thought.
Yeah, you know, when you are in God, that's what happens. People go to the one who's here to help God, because sometimes we can't go that far, but we need somebody we can relate to. I remember when you said to me at Agape in Revelation, you said, you got to tell your story. You got to let it all hang out. And I bet you everybody that you love and care about that inspires you, they tell their story, don't you? And I'm like, yep. And when I had that death and rebirth experience, you just looked at me and said, I told you. I told you. I told you. And that's it. I was in tears all on the floor. And that's it. I lost it. And, you know, you've definitely contributed to who I am today, to be able to show up daily, weekly, on shows and the work that I do, coaching people, even times when I'm feeling insecure and I feel like I'm still trying to figure some stuff out. Your energy lives in me. And I thank you from the deepest part of my being. Thank you for what you do.
Well, it is my pleasure. And, you know, we still have some mischief to make.
Yes, we do.
we have some blessings to spread. I'm still putting it out there. I want to get to the East Coast and plan some kind of a, you know, retreat or seminar or something like that, so that the East Coast listeners can, you know, make their way in and to have some real communion and fellowship.
Yes. my mind is constantly ticking along, because there's work to be done. Work to be done. Yes.
There's work to be done, and there's a way that we all inspire and feed each other.
Mm.
And everybody has their own way of tuning in and checking in. And it's not just about us listening to other people's revelations, but how do we activate that within our own selves? Mm-hmm. Another thing Beckwith always says is, don't listen to me, listen to what I'm listening to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I feel.
Mm.
My mother, I grew up in the Holiness Church, and sometimes my mother would speak, not give the sermon, but she often spoke different things because she was president of the Women's Christian Council for 45 years or something like that. And she used to tell this story about this traveling evangelical revivalist who had come into town, and it was after one of the big meetings, and he's going back to the place where he's staying, and he runs across a guy on the street who is quite inebriated and pretty dirty, and you could tell the guy has just hit the bottom. And he recognizes the preacher, and he stops him and starts talking to him, his slurred voice, you remember me? You saved me 7 years ago when you was here. And the minister looked at him and said, yeah, you must have been one of mine. Because if the Lord had saved you, you wouldn't be in this condition.
So that's right.
As glad as I am that people are inspired about what I say, if it doesn't connect them to what I've heard and where I've heard it from, so that they can start hearing it from them for themselves. We're going to wind up with another one of those moments.
Yes. We are getting close to that time, and you got time if you wanted to share some things, but I want people to know some of the other things, how you are expressing yourself. You spoke about it last week, but I think for those who may have missed it or who've forgotten, you have a program, a class, help me out, on Wednesday. Okay, let me say that.
On Wednesdays. And yes. There is a year-long program that's still available if people want to participate with me and with another group of people as well. We're calling ourselves the Pioneers. We're pioneering possibilities, and it is a very, very exciting program. We'd be more than happy to send you the information if you want to contact me. Rev D at innerlightministries.com. Be more than happy to send that to you. And there are times within that year program where the community and people virtually can join in with us. We're about to start a class now on February the 25th. It's for 5 sessions on Wednesday evenings, 7 p.m., called The Power of Intention. We are going to have that videotaped and archived so that that material can be available to people later if they can't make that particular hour. And I'm also narrowing down now what's going to be the time for ongoing virtual connection with me. I'm looking at Thursdays, but I wanted to talk to a couple of people about the hour, who are folks that are already stepped up and said they want to be virtual. So we're doing a little Survey Monkey thing right now. But I will keep you posted when that is, so that it won't always be the situation where the virtual people are being a voyeur on a in-person experience, but where it's made specifically for them.
Indeed. And your service, we've mentioned it every now and then, but just in case people didn't know, every Sunday you stream your service. Yes, you stream your service, and you can go, listeners, you can go to innerlightministries.com, innerlightministries.com. And
right.
Actually,
there's things just that are archived. Yeah, things that are archived there. And we have both on YouTube and iTunes. We actually have an iTunes channel with quite a number of MP3s there that you can download, and also an Inner Light channel, as well as I have a Deborah Johnson channel, too, where there will be no shortages of materials and messages and sermons and whatnot that you can get.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Now, you know, it's your call. If you're complete, we are complete. If you want to leave us with a little something, it's your call. Whatever you say, go.
Well, I would say to everybody at this point in time, it's just on my heart to just remind everybody that God loves you just the way you are. Just the way you are. You don't have to clean up anything before you really show up and make yourself available. You don't have to change anything, because God sees it all anyway. It isn't like you can go to God all cleaned up and fool somebody. You know?
Act like you've been clean all along.
Exactly. Exactly. And the sad part about it is that we are the ones that are judging and condemning ourselves, not God. God is not judging and condemning you. God is just waiting for each and every one of us to show up and say, yes, it is a come-as-you-are party. Come exactly as you are. You know what I mentioned earlier about that word from, in the world but not of it, also means from it. Well, there's another passage in John where there's a story of Jesus talking to Nicodemus, who's part of the ruling elite. He's a Pharisee. And it says that Nicodemus has stolen away to Jesus in the night. He doesn't want to be seen by anybody. And he lets Jesus know that I know that you can't be from here, that you have to be from someplace else, that anybody with your kind of powers and capacities. But he's not even challenging Jesus. He's just hands down this. And he's asking him, how can I get a little bit of this? How can I get this? And the King James Version says that Jesus' answer is, unless ye be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And in the story it says he responds back, well, I'm an old man, like how can I be born again? Explains, unless you be born of water and of the Spirit. that word that's being translated as again, it's very interesting because it's the only time in Scripture where that word is being used to mean time. The word usually is in reference to space. And a more accurate linguistic definition would be, or translation would be, unless ye be born from above. Not just unless ye be born again, but unless ye be born from above. You will not see this kingdom of God. And this kingdom of God is not like some distant thing. The kingdom of God is at hand. It's here. It's how the world would be with God reigning in its sovereignty. And it speaks of perception. Then unless you go back to the beginning, as I was saying earlier, you know, this evening, unless you recognize that you come from someplace else, unless you're willing to go back and see through those eyes, you can't see the goodness that's all around you. You can't see God. You can't do it from where you are. So there's a part of you that has to be willing to allow yourself to think more highly of yourself than you think. To believe that God sees all your worth and God sees all your abilities. And God wants us. God does not want to judge us. God does not want to condemn us. That's not what's happening. You know, and contrary to popular belief, and I don't even know why I'm going here, but I am apparently, that this whole idea of heaven and hell, or that there's another power other than God that's pulling on you and trying to make you do things, there's only one God. And thou shalt have no other gods before me. We have made such a God out of the devil or Satan or whatever this is that we are empowering in our minds to have control over us and to control over the world. There's not some separate entity or power out there that's trying to make your life miserable. If we go back to that from thing again, that if you follow the stories that Lucifer, whom we later call the devil and say or Satan, Lucifer was an angel. Lucifer wasn't created out of some kind of other evil energy force. He said Lucifer was an angel in heaven, as the story goes, but he got all puffed up with himself and thought that he could live and survive without God, for which he's cast out of heaven. And I'm telling you now, anytime that you really think that you can make it without God, you are cast out of heaven. You become intimately familiar with the place we call hell. Right here on earth.
Yes.
We all, even the devil, God, we all come from heaven. Just give yourself permission to go home. Not to fix yourself. Not to judge yourself, but just accept the call home in your being. That rumbling you feel in your soul sometimes, it's not your past chasing you. It's your future calling you. Come out from among them. Follow me. I have something better for you. you take a deep breath. Mm-hmm. And on that note.
Yes. We love you beyond words.
I bid you adieu.
Yes, indeed. Celebrate right. your birthday for the whole month. Because you can. We love you. Talk to you later.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. Rev D will be back next week, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on lifeconversationsradio.com. Encouraging you to live in the yes. Live in the yes of your soul so that you can activate your spiritual partner and power. Halloween is around the corner. Yes, you can activate your spiritual partner too. And this is the invitation. I want to thank all of you who called in, those of you who are listening on the archive that wish you could have called in, those of you that are listening and saying, oh, I don't know if I can listen. I wish I started listening earlier. Thank you. You are the perfect time. Divine order is always in order. So we love and appreciate you. I don't know why I have this echo. Love and appreciate you. But I want to say you are being given the invitation to return to yourself, to return to God, to return to truth, to return to that place within you that is so peaceful, that is so clear, that has no need to struggle and say yes to life. Rev D told us, your dreams are waiting for you to come true. Activate your spiritual partner. I don't know why I want to keep saying partner. Anybody wanting a partner? Well, activate your partner then. But today's topic is activate your spiritual partner. Oh, okay, I give up. Somebody is looking for a partner. Don't whine. I don't have anyone. Be the loving partner to yourself. Return to yourself. Know that when you activate the love in you, you will draw all man, woman, people, life onto you. We love you. We bless you, we appreciate you, and we thank God for you. This is the Agape Choir singing this wonderful prayer and inviting us back home to ourselves. Return to me. AgapeLive.com is their website, or soundofagape.com to download some of their music. AgapeLive.com, soundofagape.com. We love you. Happy Valentine's. Love yourself. And open yourself up to be loved. Peace and blessings.
Yeah.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about Life Conversations. Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.